We need to elect a PNB program committee member. Who is currently on the program committee from this board?
Nathan, myself.
Okay, so we need one other.
I don't think so.
We need one other person.
No, because I've asked and told about the meetings and no one's told me.
Well, that ain't out. Don't get upset. Wait, slow down. Step back, because that's the PNB majority.
Okay, we're not going to. He needs to know who is responsible for informing people. It is the PNB committee that does that. I need one person who wants to be on the PNB program committee.
Somebody.
I see Denise hands. Are you volunteering? I see Nancy. I see Benicia. I see Wesley. Anyone else? Okay, so we're going to have to vote.
Why can't we just nominate? It needs to be STV, Madam Chair. It has to be STV? You cannot vote without STV.
Can I just ask two of you to step back so that we can continue on with our meeting? If we continue with this, we're going to have to hear from all of you. We're going to have to STV. It's going to take the rest of our meeting to make this decision. Can two of you just step back? So one of you can take the position.
Okay, I'll step back.
Thank you.
I nominate Wesley.
He's already been nominated.
Yeah.
Okay. Venetia?
Yes.
Do you still want to go for this and we'll have to do an election tonight?
I don't have to be on there.
Thank you. Okay, Wesley, you're on the programming
committee. Thank you.
Okay, we're moving on to our IBM report. Don?
Thank you.
Okay, this is our current upgrade to Newtown Station. Currently, we have improved the FM audio quality by replacing the sound console on a master control room. I know that means nothing to most of you.
Talk louder.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to try to layman this out as much as possible. We improved the sound quality of our station by switching out a board. We got rid of KPFT HD3 that was actually not signed by anybody except for Larry Winters. So we got rid of it because it was not part of the FCC filing, which also caused us to be able to switch around the signal of 100,000 watts to be split where FM got most of the watts and then HD2 got percentage at, they're at 35,000%. What that means is that HD2 is now in stereo, it was in mono before. And HD3 was in perfect stereo. Our towers were completely messed up and we cleaned all of that up. Also, in this, we were told by Steve Brightwell that we need to switch our towers, and it's the reason why people keep asking for our tower contract, is because it was a hope that our contract would actually go out in 2019 by some. And with that, we found out that they were trying to move the KPFT station to Splendora and knock us down to 10,000 watts.
Who is doing that?
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Keep going. Let's hear some more, Don.
Yeah. So 10,000 watts in Splendora would have killed this station. It was a reason why we were narrowcasting, which I was trying to explain before. Narrowcasting is going towards a specific Americana group instead of going to community like we should be doing. That's called broadcasting. Day block scheduling just makes it so if you are listening to one show, the next show should sound similar to the next show, the show before it. We're moving to that on all of the station. We are getting rid of a lot of shows on HD and on FM, the shows that won't work out after trying to actually cultivate those shows. We are going to give those shows a chance. We're not just throwing shows out. We acquired a portable generator after, I believe it's 7 years after someone stole it, because we just kept going down. And it's no way that Otis can keep on giving us alternative WPFW or anything else whenever Otis truthfully does not work for the station's benefit. That is not in the report, but that is something that needs to be addressed, I think, by the PNB and by the LSB, that we have people who are just working to work, to get money off of Pacifica.
Yeah.
Our systems for membership, because we keep complaining about why membership is going away, well, our system was actually set up for membership to go away. Membership goes in two places. If it's online, it's a system called OSIS. If it's somebody actually writing it down, it's a system called MIMSIS. MIMSIS has been so old and antiquated, but we kept it because we were, well, I will say it like this, the GMs didn't know this. The GMs never went into the membership office. They just expected it to be done, and that was it. OSIS has been making it where a lot of our pledges from not even, I would say since 2017, whenever we started using OSIS, is has made it so if you have pledged, it will kick it back to M138, which is 2013. So it doesn't show us that we have any new members, even though it's a new member that came in. The whole membership system needs to be thrown away. I found Allegiance 4 months ago. Little do people know that I've technically been a GM, IGM, for 7 months. And that's just something I probably should have said. From September 10th to October 10th, we have made $23,169 of pledge fulfillments. That is just off the word of Larry being gone. We have people walk in $5,000 pledges just off of that. The station itself is growing. We're focusing on increasing our presence on social media. We have Mevo cameras to actually make it where we're not just a radio station, but we have broadcast to where people are instead of being ignorant in our ways that going, okay, radio is the biggest medium. Yes, it is. But the thing is, money-wise, no, it's not. Most people have gone to not only just underwriting, but giving their whole station away to Chevron. The station that we're trying to mimic has given their station away to Chevron. We are not doing that. We are going based off of our mission statement with who we do underwriting or community partnership or whatever we want to call it. Yeah.
I'm giving him 5 more minutes. Is anyone object?
Yes.
No.
Thank you.
Okay. We are also fixing our actual website that's been atrocious for years. And it will actually, if Otis, I will say this, we're finding servers that will possibly circumnavigate Otis's system because Otis's system, from what he said, is meant to not work. Meant to not work. It is undercutting everything that we do as a station, and it's an uphill battle to try to actually have a station run correctly as far as if you have a show and after your show is done, you have a podcast that is instant, but nobody knows how many people download your podcast. That is not how the world works. Every single podcast makes money off of downloads. What is our point of having downloaded podcasts if we have no numbers whatsoever? We're going to Allegiance, which Allegiance will actually, for going back to membership, Allegiance will actually make it where every single person who gives towards the station will be able to pretty much have a full website that is just for them. They can control every single thing that they want to, except for canceling and except for actually decreasing their sustainer amount. Because whenever that kicks in, then we have to talk to them to try to actually get those people back. That way, we actually don't just lose people and go, where did they go? We're preparing for Fund Drive already. We already prepared for Fund Drive. We have the premium list. Every show has different premiums. That's a constant thing. We're taking inventory because as a station, I don't know, for as long as I've been here, 4 years, nobody's ever taken inventory of what we have in the station. That is silly. We're a business.
You're talking about merchandise, right?
I'm talking about premiums.
Yeah.
All those T-shirts, every time somebody comes up there, they just go, hey, you want a shirt? No, that's money. We're letting money walk out of the door constantly because we just think this is how we do things. This is not how we do things. We're a business. We're a foundation, but this is not how we do things. History at KPFT.org, we're asking LSB members, even on air during the fund drive, for everyone to have stories, anything, pictures, to go to history at KPFT.org. So you can send pictures, stories, it does not matter what it is. And we're going to collect all of those things and put it as a book, physical, and an online book for all of the history of KPFT from different perspectives. It doesn't matter what faction says what. We'll just put everything in there. Also, instituting Cash App. Cash App is something that I noticed that is in the black community. I hate to be identity politics, sorry. But in the black community, Cash App is very well known. One of the things is that our black programming that are late night, they always receive cash. And even on Sundays, they receive cash because people don't trust us with credit cards. So Cash App, using Cash App and having a picture of Cash App, I've seen it. I've talked to multiple people that are programmers about Cash App. They receive $23,000 via Cash App just by somebody paying. Cash App, for some reason, people don't see it as actual money, even though it's actual money. So we already have a Cash App account. Of course, I was working with Brian on different ways of making money. Grants, we have grants already in the working. Podcasting, that's all I have to do is clean out the GM room now, because there's so many things there, which truthfully is I'm gonna do during a fun drive. We have 6 new shows that are added to the 26 shows that I've added since I started.
What do you want to use the GM room for?
Podcast room. Podcasting and for HD2 for the shows that are too big, that have too many people. And renting that room out as podcasting the same way we do ISDN currently, which is whenever BBC comes to us and pays us money to record in our studios. I'm probably at time, right?
Yeah, you're at time. Don, could you just quickly tell the board how they can help you with this fund drive?
They can help me this fund drive by not being racist towards me. They can help me this fund drive by actually helping, physically coming up there and answering phones. It doesn't hurt. Of course, we passed the LSB agreement that no one will be on air, which is fine. But actually going out there and making the phone calls, I believe the board is, as a group, because I know that the understanding is each and every person should be raising money. I don't think that's feasible for everybody, but as a group, coming together and figuring out ways to raise money, and if you have those people who you know that can give towards the station, let them know that you're giving towards the station not to keep the lights on, which I hate that term, but to actually grow the station. We are growing the station leaps and bounds over what we've ever done before, because we aren't letting the politics stop us.
Thank you. We're moving on. Thank you for being here and making that report. We're moving on to reports on old business. These are motions that we have passed this year, and this is something I've added to the agenda to hold us accountable to the things we said we were going to do. For each one, I've given us 2 minutes. I'm going to ask you, have you done the stuff you said you were going to do? If no, why not? And then I'm going to entertain a motion to replace you if you have not done what you said you were going to do. We're going to start with 11A, community calendar PSAs. Bob, Susie, Venetia, you were going to record and air them in accordance with our motion. Have you done it?
No, but I guess all this pressure has helped things happen in that area. There have been some board meeting announcements, PSAs. But
so what is your next step?
Logistics is just the big problem that I see. Finding someone to help me make them.
Who do you need to help you? Someone on the board?
A voice, somebody that knows the program.
I can help you.
Okay,
so PK and you are going to collaborate to get this done this month. And you know the motion because you were at the ARDC meeting where we passed it. Great. I will check in with you at the next meeting. B, Program Council Subcommittee. This was asked earlier. Dwayne, you said you were going to announce and organize a meeting. Have you done so?
Really want to say I haven't, just so you could reappoint someone, but I'll be a man of my word. The meeting is set for the 22nd of October.
And what is that meeting?
It is the Program Council.
KPFT.
KPFT.
You have everyone who's supposed to be on the Program Council?
Those who volunteer know who they are. I'm not babysitting.
All right.
This is already in the record, so I ain't babysitting.
I guess I'm asking whether you have your staff and listener.
No, because we're not waiting on that anymore. I was getting my marching orders from the National. The National has kicked up. We'll approach the manager at the next ensuing. This is the LSB getting its act together.
Okay.
Point of information. Is that something that can be put up on TX as a committee or something?
That is something
so,
that must be posted.
So that we would get, reminded.
The meeting will be posted, and it likely will come to the LSB general, because there is no committee list.
Well, I'm just saying the mechanics of these committee meetings are such that the program that the committee members are plugged into sends emails to the members when the meeting day approaches.
That's when you've organized the committee. We haven't made that list.
I can send you the list. I have a list of people who are on that.
Well, so, I don't have access to KPFTX, so you can do what you want to do with that. But I've set the meeting. The time is 6 p.m. The place will be posted. I'm through with it.
Okay. At the station?
No.
It'll be free at the station.
We're going to do this committee. You can do the committee if you want to.
Will you please chat with Don about whether you can get some staff members of the program council?
Well, Madam Chair, I would rather do it methodically. I would rather for us to meet so that we can make sure we got our cartel rather than bringing other folks.
We already have our list. We elected them.
Well, yeah, but let's see who's going to show up.
Okay.
You need to call them.
Why don't you just invite everybody?
They're going to get an email. They're not paying attention to the email.
I'm moving on. I'll talk to you about this later. C, LSB Fundraising Committee. Dwayne, did you convene another meeting?
It will be at 8 p.m., 8:30 p.m., same day, same location.
On the 22nd.
They're back-to-back meetings.
Okay. D, lifting the gag order. I emailed Don about that. Check. E, canceled shows back on the air. I emailed you about that. That was my next step. Has there been any discussion about Lisa's show or Rhonda's show?
Oh, yeah. Rhonda called me this morning to tell me that I was an effing liar and to F off. And I was getting out for
it. She likes you.
I think so. Because I told her that I was not returning her show due to the obvious. Because the way she acts at the LSB meetings is no different than the way she acts in the actual station. And I think that is not good. It's not good for the station. And that means more and more people will start doing that.
How about Lisa's?
It's a long history on Lisa that I think is best in one-on-one.
Okay.
I wanted to say, if we did Lisa's show, what kind of accessibility tools can we use? because Lisa has identified as being on the spectrum. And even if you did replace her, if there was a candidate who was also on the spectrum, what can we do to, I guess, help them during the program?
That seems like a conversation that can happen outside of our two-minute check-ins. I've done my to-do on that. It was a recommendation for programming. It's been sent. We're on F, minutes, records updated on KPFTX and the binder. Ted, have you done it?
You knew the answer.
Yay!
You have a binder with minutes.
For the whole year.
For the whole year. Thank you, Ted. And how about KPFTX?
Everything that that's in there has been posted with KPFTX.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
And audio?
Adriana?
I think that we should ask, because I went to kpftx.org and I saw that the bunch of information that was posted before was taken off. Was taken off there.
For this year.
For this year, from last year, we have some of them were recordings, some of them were minutes. We have posted their minutes, for example, said, in November.
Okay, will you check in with Ted about this?
Yes.
Point of information.
Thank you.
Yes. Are we up to date on audio as well on KPFTX?
No.
When I took this position, I took the position of doing minutes. I did not take on the task of recording these meetings or posting them. Joseph Davis, Bill Crozier, and Nancy Saibara Naratomi took on this task.
No.
And they have not, anything having to do with posting has not been something that I assumed was my job, and I have not done that.
Fair enough, but do we have someone who's going to do it, is my question.
No, my was just about what we're responsible for as far as our minutes, that our minutes are online or in a binder.
This is old business, though. We've been going through this. We have been talking about getting up to date on KPFTX in terms of reporting. Bill publicly stated he's no longer going to do it, and who's doing it?
No one.
No one.
Bill said he was going to do it, and then after the fact said, I ain't going to do what I said I was going to do.
Point of order. Madam Chair, this is totally untrue.
No, I don't want to hear this debate. Ted, no, stop. Ted, can you collaborate with Nancy and Joseph, I guess not Bill, Adriana, to try to get some of our records up online?
Why not me too?
Because it sounds like he's trying.
You wouldn't let me correct what he said.
Sure. Okay. So collaborate with everyone you can, and next month try to get some more recordings up. Thank you.
Is that a yes?
Thank you for all your work with the minutes.
So be happy to.
Oh, thank you, Ted.
Legacy campaign. I talked with Teresa Allen tonight about it. The development committee is shaky right now because the chair stepped down. But she's going to the next development committee meeting, and they'll discuss the campaign. Venetia, you are in charge of volunteer PSAs. Have you got them going?
They are written, and they are ready to record. And that is between me and Don, because that's who I work with.
And you'll have...
And we on the stack to do that.
Great. Thank you. We'll check in next month. International Youth Programming, Nancy, have you reached out to, I have it down as CIA, John, I'm sorry, and HIIS and WITS about this?
Yes. HISD's got the power, the communications department. They're not responding back to me, but I've talked to other departments of HISD, and they said, Nancy, you got to get them first, then we'll help you. And there was only one concern of PTSD. They do have one Afghanistan student. They do have most of them from South America, but they were just worried about that. But they thought this was a wonderful idea. This is the multilingual department, but they said, I have to first get that permission from the communications. So Quits, they said they're going to wait and see what HISD does before they get their feet wet.
Okay.
So I'm thinking of going to private schools, but I really like to do poor kids first.
Okay, do you want to keep working on this? Do you want to keep working on this?
Yes. Okay. I said I'd rather do a public schools first.
Okay. Jay, political immigration programming, I emailed Don about this, so he has it. Kay, Bill Crozier investigation. Nancy, have you convened the meeting?
Oh, yes, we did. That was the 22nd. I sent a report to everybody by email, so you can read it later on if you want.
It was September 22nd?
Yeah, it was 22nd.
And you sent a report via email?
Yeah, just before this meeting started.
What needs to happen next? Are there any next steps?
Yes. I'm trying to find it.
Can you just summarize any next steps?
Yeah. Okay. The investigation committee of Mr. of our PMD director, who's also LSB, Mr. Crozier, it was done in the executive session. And let me just read it.
No, please don't read it. You have
okay.
a minute.
Okay. All right. So we found that he had made a website, Rethinking Pacifica, and it was posted on the KPFT station website, which is needs to be investigated. This should not be there. And also, let's see. Okay, let me thinking. Yes, it was found on the KPFD website. This is problematic.
What do you mean it's
because it looks like it's this the website. Yeah, that's a good thing. Question.
What you there? Have 30 seconds. What is your next step, Nancy?
Well, I'm asking the board that we do a trial for Mr. Bill Crozier.
So you're adding a motion to our agenda tonight?
Yep.
No, there's a motion on the floor, Rick. Is there a second for Nancy's motion? Oh, no, wait. We have to add this to our agenda, so we need a second to add it to our agenda tonight. Is there a second?
I second it.
Okay, it takes two-thirds. All those in favor of adding this motion to our agenda, you're not voting for the motion, you're voting to add it. I guess under new business F, all those in favor of adding this motion to our agenda, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It fails. Nancy, if you want this on our agenda, use the regular rules and send it, and it can be on next month's agenda if the committee changes to. L, completing the SS. No, we're moving on. Completing the standing and special rules revision for committee list governance. Joseph did do that and he sent it to me. It'll be on next month's agenda for us to approve that revision. So that's been done. Yes.
What is SSR
revision? Standing and special rules revision.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it was that one that he needed to add committee descriptions for, and I guess governance worked on it and sent it to me. It'll be on next month's agenda. We're moving on to new business. Bob, yours is the first motion. Will you please read it? We're on new business 12A. Will you please read your motion?
What? Motion to recommend sanction of Sandy Wyman programmer. And I have to say that...
No, just read it.
Okay. Whereas Sandy Wyman demanded I leave the premises on 11 August 18, claiming he was in possession of an email that required him to do so, a lie, giving no reason for the demand except to say that I've damaged the furniture and destroyed the building. Whereas Larry Winters, manager, and Sandy Wyman verbally told Gus Garza, Saturday, 25 August, who I worked for during Gus's Bailando and Texas program, not to allow me as staff in the station building, while giving Gus no reason for the demand, at the same time providing nobody to assist him with his program. whereas manager Larry Winters and Sandy Wyman verbally told other programmers to not allow me into the building on 25 and 26 August, namely James and Colleen Nagel, Joanna Jaton, Bill and Emily Standish, while giving them no reason for the demand and about which caused some of them great stress and concern. Whereas Sandy Wyman has spoken oppressively toward me at least four other times in an exceedingly disparaging manner, saying things to me like, well, if we had one less person in the building, we could save on air conditioning costs and expenses. Be it resolved that since there is no grievance process in place for code of conduct violations, I request investigation with the resulting goal of recommending sanction of Wyman for period of 8 consecutive weeks, suspension from his program, and from other programs to which he might be invited to host or to attend.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection?
I object.
Okay. Bob, will you please speak to your motion?
Sandy Wyman started this a couple of years ago, just making arbitrary and specious things, attacks at me, like wanting to get rid of the recycling bins outside. It wasn't friendly. It was just to, like, rub my face in things. And, you know, I didn't really get that for at least a year until this past year. And he runs around running behind me, shutting the back door like Larry was doing. They both have worked together. And he'd been very vicious, systematically vicious. And it was suggested to me to let this go, but I really can't. Other people have talked to me about his behavior, and they have indicated to me that, you know, he's one way one day and another way the next, and it's just been incredibly vicious toward me, and I've never done a thing to him.
Thank you. Adrian, do you want to speak again?
Mm-hmm. So, first of all, Sandy Wyman isn't here. I want to point out the obvious. Secondly, this is hearsay so far. Thirdly, there is a procedure. I've gone through it with Mr. Gardner before, as a matter of fact. First, you file a personnel complaint. If your personnel complaint is not investigated, then there are next steps that you can follow. But we have Don Freeman here. He needs to file a personnel complaint, go through the appropriate steps. Only if the manager does not address the personnel issue does it have further steps. And at the end of all of those steps, and I'm not going to go through them because there's like 8 of them, and at the end of all of those steps, if there is still no resolution, it then comes before the LSB. And the LSB then can investigate the matter like we did with another person who shall not be named, and you can have a resolution that way. But we're skipping 1,000 steps right now. Sandy Wyman isn't here. Okay.
Yeah. Bob, you did put this motion on before Don was in the position that he is in.
Before what?
Before Don was in this position.
Yeah.
Do you still want to proceed with this motion, or do you want to do
what? I would be willing to.
Point of order. Point of order.
It's a request for information, and then we'll vote.
He can't withdraw once the motion is made.
I understand. I'm just asking him.
We can be logical,
Bob,
too.
Well, that's a catch-22.
I'm not pressuring you one way or the other. I'm just asking you, does that change?
The motion's out of order, period.
Bob, I've asked you a question. Do you want to respond?
I don't know what I'm responding to. Ted said I can't withdraw the motion.
Fine. We'll continue. Ted, speak before the motion.
It says in the, I guess, last paragraph, I request investigation with the resulting goal of recommending sanction. The process that exists in Robert's Rules of Order seems to be appropriate here. This past week, I listened to Sandy Wyman on Indigenous Peoples Day making racist comments over the airwaves of KPFT in the presence of Jack Batiste. I am suggesting that perhaps I did not hear this correctly, but I think this investigation needs to go forward, and it probably should be headed up by our interim general manager, and we can hear back by next month as to where this matter stands. I want to pass this motion.
Madam Chair, this motion is out of
order. You're out of order. Brent, it's your turn to speak.
Yes, Bill. It is out of motion. Is out of order. Why? Because the LSB has no jurisdiction over this, and you're like, as Adrian said,
you're broken.
Sandy Weidman is a member and a volunteer of an organization. We're allowed to investigate members and organizations.
I have a suggestion.
Rick, you're on staff.
Yes,
let's hold it together.
Yes, I was going to say exactly what Adriana says. This motion is improper and it's out of order.
Adrian.
Sorry.
I have a suggestion.
And what Bill said is that Sandy Weidman isn't a member of the LSB, so under Robert's Rules of Order, it's like if somebody at a meeting, told people that somebody cut him off at the grocery store, and he got them to pass a motion to condemn this person because he took down the license plate number. We found out who they were. We don't have any control over. I'll wind down, but I'd also like to ask, have a point of information to Don Freeman. Evidently what.
Time?
Well, yeah, what Bob was asking.
Time!
I said point of information.
Nancy, I am the chair.
Point of information. I wanted to ask, is Bob banned from the station? That's what this whole thing is about, is because the previous IGN.
Okay, is Bob banned from the station?
Okay, real quick. Bob's not banned from the station. Larry called up all of the programmers on Saturday and told them that Bob was banned from the station. That is not how you ban somebody from the station, is by calling only certain people to say they're banned from the station. That is not protocol. That is not the way we do anything at the station. It was just a personal attack towards Robert Gardner. Should it have an investigation? Yeah. That's what I'm doing. Let me do that.
Hit time for this. We had a time limit. We're at our time limit. We're going to vote.
I'm amending the motion.
Adriana, we're at our time.
We can amend the motion. We cannot.
Fine. Move to amend the motion. We're going to run out of time.
I amend the motion saying that we will send the whole information to the IGM,
yes,
and the IGM will do the right investigation and came back to us with the results.
Is there a second?
I second.
Is there an objection?
No.
Great. Will you please give that wording to Ted?
We have an agreement.
We're at 9:50. I need to ask if we're going to have an extension meeting. Let's do this quickly because we could do one more motion and it's mine and I really care about it. Can you just say whether you're available next week, yes or no, and then we're going to vote to have a meeting?
Nancy? Okay, no.
Are you available next week? 17, yes. Don? Yeah. Benicia? Wally? No. Alana? Dwayne? No. Rita? Yes. No. 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 Susie? Wesley? Yes. No. No. Bob? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that is 7 yeses. That's not quorum, just so you all know. All those of you in favor of having an extension meeting next week, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All those opposed, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it fails. Moving on to my motion. I'm going to step aside and let you chair this, Rita, since it's my motion. It shouldn't be that controversial.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to read it. It's B. I'm move that the LSB sponsor a fall KPFT writing contest with the goals of bringing new listeners to KPFT, supporting the arts in Houston, and raising money for the station. The contest rules are below. $10 entry fee for each submission or $25 to enter and become a member. Short story or poem, no more than 2,000 words, somehow related to the theme of Welcome Home to Peace and Justice. Deadline November 1st. Announcements of winners by November 30th. First round judges made of 3 LSB or development committee members. Final judge of top 10 pieces. A published author in Houston to be found by Casey. First place, $100, and piece read on air and published on kpft.org. 2 other finalists, pieces read on air and published on kpft.org. LSB and development committee members are ineligible for this contest.
I second the motion.
That was my motion.
Okay, and you second it, Rick?
Yes.
Any objections? Hearing none, motion passes. Here we go.
Okay.
Happy now?
Yeah. next, Ted, it's your motion of the quasi committee of the whole. We have 8 minutes.
Okay.
I don't know how this works.
Oh, you're going to be the quasi voter.
Oh, we have to vote on the motion, don't we? You read the motion.
I move that we discuss during the final moments of this meeting the upcoming election without limit to the number of times people can speak. In other words, not two, but as many times as they can, but the 1 minute time limits.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection? Okay, so we're going to do this. So you said 15 minutes, Ted?
Well, just we only have
8 minutes.
Okay. Motion to extend 5 minutes.
Oh,
there's a motion to extend 5 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection?
Yes.
Do we discuss that?
No.
No.
We need to.
Okay, let's vote. All those in favor of extending 5 minutes, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. So we're going to extend till 10:05. Okay, so we have 13 minutes for this. How does this work?
Just go around the circle and people can pass or speak, and each person's limited to 1 minute.
Okay.
3.10 is quasi voting.
Go ahead, Ted.
Call me Dolan.
Yeah, Rick, this is your warning. That was out of order.
Sorry.
Thank you for apologizing. Ted, you have a minute.
Okay. I would hope that our election supervisor will turn this what appears to be a very odious event going forward into a money maker for the foundation. I am hoping that we will produce a electronic and perhaps even a printed program that will include advertising in this document, and that she will work with Brian Sanchez, in order to raise money to make this thing a financial success as well as a political success. And I'm passing this on to her, and I hope she will talk with Brian Sanchez.
So how does this work? Do I go around the circle?
I mean, people can pass if they have nothing to say.
Okay. Well, my main question is, I'm a listener, a representative. I was just wondering if as the rules, as you know, that we still need to get about, 15 people to sign a petition or something like that.
It has not changed.
Oh, okay.
It's still what the bylaws say. That's what's going to
well,
be.
Well, when is it going to be due?
I'm sorry, what?
The 24th.
Oh, the
24th. The 24th is the deadline.
I'm going to be in Mexico.
That's the deadline for submitting your nominations or nominating somebody else.
Okay, thank you. Bill, do you want to say anything for this?
Pass.
Susie?
I'm sorry.
Pass. Wesley?
No.
Pass. Matthew?
I would, as somebody else had brought up at one point, I would like to
see the signing party as it usually happens, not happen? Because that's just weird.
What?
The signing party that we
award.
Stop talking and you'll all be able to hear him.
What are we discussing?
Matthew, look at the agenda.
We're discussing
the
elections, right?
Elections.
Okay. When we have that little signing party beforehand where everybody who's a nominee goes and signs everybody's thing, it's just so incestuous and strange that I don't feel that that's really doing work of getting out to the community and supporting the community. It's basically like, it would be like a bunch of senators getting in the back of the room and electing themselves to run for positions. So I'd like to see that go away.
Thank you. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Is this a motion?
No. We're talking about
it's
the election.
We're just talking.
Ask Quasimodo.
Point of order.
You are out of order, Rick.
I tried to make a point of order a while ago. My point of order is this a motion from Ted?
No.
We've already passed Ted's motion, and now we're having the discussion that his motion alluded
to.
I'm going to move on. Anissa, do you have something to say?
All I got to say about what Ted said is that she has a job description, and I don't know that it includes going out soliciting advertising and preparing some kind of pamphlet.
Anissa, do you have anything to say?
We don't have a list of the candidates. We don't know who is running, but I would say I hope that this next pool of candidates, you know, hopefully meets our new Nielsen-type standards, that maybe that first and foremost we have an LGBT candidate, we have a person of color, we have a candidate who is of the
Muslim?
Yeah, definitely. I would aim for somebody who is Muslim and or pagan.
And or.
Adriana?
I believe that these elections, to start with, is against the bylaw that PNP didn't approve. The deadline, we are past the deadline. We are forcing this. We don't have the money. But basically, on the other hand, like you said, representation of the communities was never done in this foundation. It's never done in KPFD. And I hope that if we have those elections, we'll be not at the cost of losing the foundation.
Nancy, would you like to speak?
Yeah, ditto. Yeah, expensive. And if we have to do this election, I hope there's some kind of silver lining that we can do, like get more members or something. But and we have a fantastic LES who did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Really, with courage, the first one to say that she was offered a show for cooperation with the management, something we all thought was going on, but the first one to say it. That's all.
I have a point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I've asked several times how we even know. I know for myself, but how do people know who's up for election and not?
Do you want to answer that, Omar?
How do you know? Because so
have
turns, for instance,
you have turns, right?
For instance, for me, I replaced someone who replaced someone who replaced someone who termed out or something. How do you know who's up for re-election and who or who's
that's
up?
That's not the, as far as I know, that's not information that I, as LES, is going to say, oh, these are the people.
Well, how do
so
we
that
know?
Information comes from the LSB and the PNB. I think it comes to us. Not us saying these are the people who will.
That's a question for the NES.
PNB secretary. When does it come to us?
So am I supposed to gather that?
No.
Who is supposed to gather it?
Can
we all stop talking because none of us know what we're talking about?
Well, I can
tell you. Who is supposed to tell us who is up for re-election?
That's going to be my question to you. I was asking for you.
So I am supposed to do it.
Some of us have been around.
Okay. I will do it. I will email you as soon as I figure it out.
Here's a hint. Talk to the
Thank you, Casey.
What we're talking about is who's
termed out.
Yeah. In December, half of us are done, at least.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Well, I don't think it's me.
Rick, you replace Robert Marks, so you're on until next year.
Well, it's almost certainly more than half.
Yeah.
You don't have to run for this election.
Got it. We'll figure it out. Not right now.
Moving on.
Yeah. Moving on. Wally, did you want to say something?
You're saying. Okay.
Alana has the floor. I'm in favor of signing parties, but with the reservation that no one who is a candidate or no one who is already on the station board can sign another candidate's list of, but the reason you have a signing party is because less than 0.5% of the people out in the general population are members, and how do you find those members? So you've got to advertise that you're going to have a signing party and invite members to come and sign your petition to be, a candidate. But just make sure that nobody who's already a candidate or already on the station board can sign that list.
Well, we don't have that rule.
Oh, thank you very much. First off, I've been around long enough to know that there's some money flowing with the Upton Foundation to gain this election just like they did the last election. So some of this are going into the weeds about changing the rules that you can't change right now about who can sign out. That's just nothing. But the reality is that the reason we have this process so that people who don't have money, don't have resources, don't have the ability to get to the station, we have all kind of community events, you still get two people come out. So to just take the rules and change them in the middle of the stream, that's not going to happen. But I want to thank you, Ms. Alma, because you were honest. In spite of a corrupt regime that gained the election and also hired an NES that was corrupt and didn't give any final report but got paid by Mr. Crozier, I thank you for coming back into this morass. I thank you for coming back into this mess, knowing what you're coming into. And that's what I'm trying to get these members to understand, why we've got to have someone coming in as the general manager who, like you, know the mess, but still come in it and going to straighten it up. You've done a tremendous job, and I expect you to do another tremendous job. Wish we could pay you 10 times.
Thank you. Rita, yes?
But the election is real.
What is her question?
Yes. No, in this case, it's referring people to the bylaws.
That she just wants it to be a questionnaire.
Yes.
That is what a point of information is. It's not me who wants that.
It's in the bylaws that 15 listeners, sponsor members sign in good standing. Is that right? I mean, doesn't say that.
Thank you.
That could be LSB or not.
So thank you. Is it good? Rita, would you like to use your minute?
Thank you.
Yes. I would like to use my minute.
Go for it.
And my prayer is that we let members who care about Pacifica, and those of us who have been members for years and years and years, just step aside and let some new blood come in. Because if you haven't done it in the 10, 15 years you've been on the board, you need to move on and let somebody else try. Because I guarantee you, my goal is not to stay here forever. And I think we need to give some other people an opportunity. And we can't do that if we keep staying in place.
That's great. We're at time, and I love that closing remark. Motion to adjourn?
Second.
I don't know if we have to do that. Right, sure, adjourn. October regular meeting of the local station.
Nice job, Madam Chair.